What's going on, everyone? Art of the Game is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. To learn more, visit fireside.evansville.edu.
Yeah, make it look easy. Hey, stand up guy, boom, 10 toes. Big body pull up in a Range Rover. I could change the whole game when I say so. I pull up, shut it down, yeah, they know. Running this game ain't a thing for me. I never switch.
Besides getting booed at Rubber Stadium.
No. You're that story. That was sad. Oh, that was sad.
Besides getting booed at Robert Stadium, what is one of those memories while you were playing in Harrison where you just can't let it go? And it's
always going to be with you. No, I mean, you knew playing in sectionals, regionals, it was going to be a crowd. Like, you knew coming in off the Lloyd, the back way to the Robert Stadium, going to the tunnel. Like, it's just like, oh man, like, we're going to the tunnel, you know, like all the players and teams. And, you know, back then, you know, I went to a concert, my very first concert, maybe my only concert, I got to think about that, was like Boyz II Men, MC Hammer. Like, it was at Robert Stadium.
Okay.
I remember going with my little sweater vest, I had a chain with my number on it, thought I was smooth. But I'm thinking, you know, going through the tunnel, like, man, like, Hammer was down here.
Yeah.
You know, Boyz II Men was down here. You know, but like, it was just all those memories, knowing who had been through there, you know, teams and shows and acts. And, like, man, this is it. Like, yeah. This is the show. And, you know, it was just always a like that feeling that you it's crazy. And I'm gonna say this, and people, whatever, they can boo me for saying this, you know, coaching at Butler, you know, we played the Big East tournament in the Garden.
Yep.
And when you walk through there, like, first off, it's disgusting. Like, it's gross, it's nasty. Like, that you might run into a rat, trip over a rat, like, whatever. It smells.
It's New York.
It's disgusting. But, like, you're like, man, Jordan walked through here, you know, all the, you know, Larry Bird.
History.
You feel the history. And then you get on the elevator, and you're like, you know, it starts to shut.
Yeah.
It shuts like this, and you're like, man, Robert Stadium, like, you always felt the history. Like, once you went, you know, into the building and going to the locker rooms, and regardless of, like, how clean it was, how filthy it was. Like, I had two graduations in there, Harrison High School and USI. You know, like, it was just a special feeling. You felt the history, and you knew you were sketching your little mark into the history books.
You go to Missouri Southern State, and then you come back home to USI. So what was that whole process like?
It was interesting. It was, you know, I was the first one in my family to get recruited. It wasn't really familiar with, we weren't familiar with it. It was new. So, like, playing AU and going and playing for the Y Stars, you know, I had a pretty good career. Yeah, I remember a tournament we played in against a really good team. I mean, we had a team, no excuses, that was out of Indianapolis. And, you know, being Southern Indiana, you're like, man, Indianapolis, because that's all you hear. And, you know, there's no talent south of, you know, Indy, that, you know, all that junk. And I remember playing this team, had Jason Gardner, who ended up going to Arizona, Brody Boyd, who ended up going to Iowa, really good shooter, Zach Randolph. Everybody knows Zach Randolph. John Stewart, who unfortunately passed away at our senior year of high school from an enlarged heart. Now, would have went to Kentucky. Man, they were loaded, like, really, really good. And we were playing them at Central Florida in Orlando, and this is when Central Florida was transitioning from Division II to Division I.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up having a really good game against this No Excuses, and so Central Florida was on me. Mm-hmm. Like, they start recruiting me, like, really, really hard. And,
yep.
you know, sending me letters and calling the house. And I was like one of those weird like recruits that I hate talking to now, that I'm like, man, I was awful. Mm-hmm. Where I just sit there, coach is talking, you know, like, hey man, talk.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, but, you know, Central Florida, I remember playing in the Kentucky Hoop Fest, which was in Louisville, Kentucky. You know, my mom's sitting there on the front row, and I'm having another good game. And, you know, Denny Crum, who was the head coach at Louisville at the time, it, you know, rules are different then. Goes and sits by my mom. They start talking. You know, I would get letters and interest from, you know, Purdue and Butler and, you know, just different, like, local schools. I would get stuff from, you know, USI often, but I knew I didn't know what that meant. You know, I didn't know that that was true interest. I didn't know that, you know, I need to be thinking about the pros and cons and what I want to study and watching their style of play and, you know, none of that. No clue. So as my career keeps going on and I'm being seen, you know, Chris Lowry from Evansville was at Missouri Southern, Missouri Southern State College at the time. I think it's Missouri Southern State University now, but he started coming around, calling, we're family friends. Like, I went to school with his younger brother, Jason. We graduated together. And he just starts explaining the recruiting process and how it works. Now, every staff has a pecking order and at every position, and, you know, just all the things that I knew nothing about. And we're like, man, this is helpful. And we trust what he's saying because he's giving us this information at free will, you know, like to the point that we end up visiting. So comfortable with him, Coach Korn, who was a head coach at the time, and like, hey man, let's do it. So chose Missouri Southern out of a lot of comfort and understanding how the process works, knowing that, you know, I was going to be looked after outside of just basketball. If something did happen in basketball where it didn't work for me, an injury or something like that, I had someone that's going to have my back to make sure academically I did what I needed to make sure that as a man, I'm maturing and doing what I need to. So there were so many, you know, variables that equated to going to Missouri Southern that made a ton of sense for my family and I.
What was your major?
So I went in as a business major. I really had no idea what I wanted to do. And I think it's like common, you know, if you don't know what you want to do, I just do business, you know, like I'm on my own business, that, you know, it just sounds like the most articulate thing to say. So I was like, all right, I'll do business. And had no clue what that entailed. And academically did awful my first semester. Like, I was on probation. I shouldn't even probably be saying that, but I am, whatever. I actually tell our players now, like, that I'm thankful for them because they actually listened to me from my mistakes. Like, I'm not telling you this because I read it in the book. Like, I was that guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I was that guy where if I was on my team right now, like, coaching myself, I would be, like, I would have some tough days. Yeah. I'll say that much. And I was in bad shape. You know, I was in bad shape academically and, you know, just being away from home and having that freedom that I thought I had and, you know, just not, you know, making the best decisions. I was something else. I would kick me off the team, you know, like now. I was in bad shape. But you're right. I was young, and it's helped me to understand, like, you know, people do mature and grow. Mm-hmm. And you do have to have, like, here's some non-negotiables, and here's a, you know, for every, here's what you need to do because you weren't doing what you were supposed to do. So you have to have some rules in place. But you also have to be able to embrace imperfection. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody. Now, it doesn't matter the age, but especially young people, they're going through a maturation process. So you have to embrace the imperfection as you help guide them through the person that they're created to be. And thankfully, I had some people around that gave me a lot of grace that I still talk to today. Coach Lowry, one of them. Coach Gorn, another one. Coach Lusk. My academic advisor, like I still talk to this day. Like I owe her a lot. You know, Holly Goodnight, she's a saint. Oh my goodness. I would have killed me. It kicked me off the team. But anyways, I don't even know how we got there. That wasn't even supposed to be disclosed. That's crazy. So anyways, I chose that school because I trusted Coach Lowry. We'll stick to that.
What played into you transferring to USI?
In my sophomore year of college, my father found out he had pancreatic cancer. I wanted to just move back home, be back home. You know, my brother was in school. My older brother was in school. My older sister was in school. My younger brother was just young. You know, so like I felt like it was my responsibility to my parents to come back and do what I could to help them. My mom was having a small procedure at the same time that my dad was, you know, going through his bout and actually was able to, you know, cut out the cancer in the pancreas. First thing you think of is like, oh, death. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I was like, whatever time my father has, I'm going to be there. And so I ended up coming back for that reason. I knew I would finish school. I just didn't know how that was going to look. And crazy thing is, when I was going through transition, one coach, actually Coach Harper, Ray Harper, who's at Jacksonville State now, I was at Kentucky Wesleyan. And, you know, he calls me, him and his assistant call and show interest and, you know, want me to come down and, you know, check out the school and this and that. And went, but it just didn't work out, both directions. And then every summer, though, you know, even in high school, I started it. And when I went to college, I continued it. I would play at UE and I would play at USI just to stay in shape, get some good runs, try to play around people who were better than me so that I can, you know, work on my game. And in the midst of doing that, I was at USI and, Rick Bruce Pearl just left to go to UW Milwaukee. And Rick Curtis had just took over as a head coach. And, you know, some things that happened, just some things happened where he was looking for another guard. And he's like, you know, Raglan, like, what are you doing? You know, we started having conversation. That led to me, you know, eventually being like, you know what? Like, forget it. I'm going to be back home. I'm going to get my degree. I wrote a letter, you know, to Coach Curtis on, you know, basically like, here's my pledge to you. Like, you ain't got to worry about me off the court. You have to worry about my academics. Like, this is the person I am that I've always been, you know, my 19 years of living. This I'm going to be for the next 2 years.
Yep.
He dove all the way in on that. It was like, Raglan, it's like, are you going to school at USI? I'm like, you know, probably. I'm definitely going to be in school. He's like, what do you feel about me paying for it? I'm like, that'd be great. I was like, so, you know, we just appreciate it. So we were able to make that work. It lined up for both him and I. And I had two really good years at USI. You know, I think the first year we won 22 games, which at the time, like, Pearl was rolling so much, people were like, 22 games, like, what's that? Like, mm-hmm. It's a lot of games for a first-year head coach, like, under the scrutiny he was under. That's pretty good. And then my second year, I think we won 25 games and were a game away from going to the Elite Eight. So, like, mm-hmm. We were in the hunt. Actually got beat by Kentucky Wesleyan, which was a great game. In Michigan, at Michigan Tech, which is like in the middle of nowhere. Like, it was crazy. Like, I've never been to a place like that in my life. So, you know, that's how it happened. That's why I ended up coming back. It's because of my father, and I'm glad it worked out. I still talk to Coach Hurtis today. I still have a lot of great relationships with the individuals at USI, and thankful for that to work out the way it did.
What were the next steps after graduating from USI?
Yeah, like I said, you know, Coach came up to me and he had the plan for me. Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't see that coming. I had no clue. Like, I try to talk our student athletes now to start planning, you know, sophomore year, junior year, like, start planning what fields interest you so you can know where you want to go next. I had no earthly idea. I knew I did not want to continue playing because I'm smaller stature. I'm beat up. Like, I had, ankle injuries, which ended up, being a torn Achilles in my adult life. I was done doing that. I was first leaning toward being like a sports director at the YMCA. Like, how do you continue doing sports and help our youth? That was like the way I was leaning. And then, probably 2 weeks before the fall year started, let's fast forward to July, whatever, I get a call from Lou Godino, who is now the associate head coach at Ball State. He's the head coach at Frank Phillips College. He's like, "Hey, man, I had a spot come open. Heard good things from you, from Mark Hostetter, who was a friend of his, who was my college coach. And, I'd like to look at you to come and fill this position." I'm like, "All right." I never heard of Frank Phillips. I don't think I'd been to Texas to that point. I'm like, "Man, tell me more. Like, let me learn more about this." And he's like, Larry Johnson, Muggsy Bogues, like some of those players came through here, not through the school, but through that conference.
Yeah.
A lot of pros, a lot of really good teams. South Plains Junior College was a powerhouse at the time. So was Midland, powerhouse teams. They're in the conference. I'm like, "Man, that's great." I was like, "Well, what kind of things you want me to do?" "Like, everything. I want you to coach. I want you to be on the floor. I want you to break down film. I want you to recruit. I want you to do individual workouts." Like, everything. I'm like, into the fire. I'm like, "Man, coach, like, that sounds great." He's like, "Thing is, I need you here in 10 days. The stipend is $1,500 for the 9 months. You can also work the front desk of the rec center, the supplements your stipend. You'll live on the dorms. You'll have a meal plan to help, supplement your stipend." I'm like, but I'm like, "Man, forget it. I'm about this. Yeah, I got to get to work." Now, I pack my car up. I kind of go back to USI. I met my wife at USI. She's going to USI too. We're still dating at the time. And she's like hanging around, like waiting to see what I was going to do because she's about to move to Indy for a job opportunity. This call comes through. It needs to be there in like 10 days. On a whim, I'm just pack up my car and tell my now wife and my parents, "Hey, I'm going out to Frank Phillips to go coach." They're like, "Frank Phillips?" I'm like, "Yeah." "Like, where is that at?" "In Borger, Texas." "Borger, Texas? Like, what is that?" I'm like, "Look, I don't know. Like, all I know is I'm about to go make this thing happen."
Mm-hmm.
And they were like confused. First off, like, "You're going to go for $1,500 and you're going to go all the way out, 14-hour trip in a place that you don't know,
mm-hmm.
with people you don't know, and do this thing called like college basketball. That's ignorant." I'm like, "Well, I'm going to give it a shot." And I'm really glad I did. That lasted 1 year because our head coach ended up getting an assistant coaching spot at Louisiana Tech. So then that opened up the head coaching job, and I was waiting around, and they took a long time to hire the other assistant that had been there with him longer. And in that time frame, Vincennes came open. Eric Sullivan got the head coaching job. He hired me, and it's 45 minutes, from here.
Everything played out.
So it ended up playing out. Yeah, perfectly.
You get the head coaching position after being an assistant at Vincennes. You go 44-19 there. Then you join Greg Langsing at Indiana State.
Yeah.
So you've had some great coaching stops. You go to Butler.
Yeah.
In your coaching career, what are some pros and cons, you would say?
Yeah. Trying to leave the right legacy. And I would say even to the point that a lot of people are going to tell you how to do what you do. In the profession that I'm in,
mm-hmm.
You get scrutinized so much because everybody's watching. It's entertainment, so everybody has an opportunity in the moment, after the moment. Man, if I was a coach, I'd do this, I'd do that. That all sounds great. You got to be out there. And when you're out there, there's so many things that are going on. While I'm sitting in the game, I'm watching our offense, our defense, fatigue. Think about scientifically the numbers on when this person went in the game, when he needs to be out, the matchups, what makes the most sense. There's two people groups, three people groups on your team that play better than others.
For science.
There's so many variables to it, and all that stuff has to happen in real time. You're trying to calculate all these things while the game is going on, and that game is played fast.
Yep.
To where, you have to know the science, practice it enough to where it's second nature. In every situation, all right, here's what from our, it's science. You're gonna experiment however many times until you know that formula works. Mm-hmm. So you practice enough to where in this situation, that group works. In this situation, that group with these group of plays work. In this situation, you learn those things through practice. But in the game, somebody might get hurt.
Yep.
Somebody might get tired.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You might just have some horrible rest.
Mm.
that never happens, right? or somebody may just not be on that day.
Yep.
Then you got to in real time pivot. There's so much scrutiny, but there's a lot that go in it. So you try to just navigate what you need to navigate and block out the noise. I love the quote, the poem, whatever you want to call it, man in the arena, because it's just you doing you.
Yep.
And you're doing it to your best ability. And I've learned this about all people. You're not trying to go you're not trying to do it right now. It doesn't matter where you go, whether you go to a coffee shop, whether you go to a restaurant, whether you go to a class, a practice, no one's trying to purposely mess up.
Yep.
That's not their goal. Do people make mistakes? Yes, but that's not their goal. So giving grace to people that do make mistakes and trying to build them up and help them through whatever it is they're going through is really what you're trying to find. So all the variables are, it's a lot of fun, but it is a lot, but knowing how to channel that, block out the noise and do the task at hand is most important. So learning not to let that bog you down or weigh you down is extremely important. So having your circle, keep your circle tight and trusting people around you is important. Hiring the right staff is extremely important. People you trust, that is like-minded. Is important. And even with the players, we've done a good job recruiting like-minded players. Like, at the end of the day, myself, our staff members, strength coach, trainer, academic people, you name it. Everyone at the university is trying to do what we can to help the student and the student athlete when you're on the athletic side. If you have individuals that are resistant to that assistance, you can't help somebody that want to be helped. And, you know, so, like, you know, getting that right is important. You know, your schedule is important. You know, at the end of each year, yeah, people go into it, like, you know, we talked about USI. Like, people want to see us play USI. But at the end of the year, they also want to see, you know, 20-plus wins and the opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament. So, like, you know, who you schedule, like,
matters.
It matters. And, you know, sometimes, like, you know, we're making calls to IU and Butler and different schools like that. We want to play them. But, like, maybe they don't want to, or maybe it doesn't work out. And maybe that doesn't put us in the best position to win 20-plus games to go to the NCAA tournament. You know, so, like, I trying to navigate that, too, is extremely important. It's something that, you know, focus on, and something I learned throughout my journey. I pull up, shut it down, yeah, they know. Running this game ain't a thing for me. I never switched up, no change in me. The only thing changing this season, you go against me, then you know that you tweaking, okay? Cause baby, I'm him, I be on 10. Two-stepping in the party, I do not dance. Watch how I move, make it look easy. Counting up wins, that's part of the